I look around, and it's Veterans Day. And I remember when I was 5 years old, the most important thing to me in the world was not school, cookies, mom, dad, wasn't my red fire truck. The very most important thing to me was my G.I. Joe doll. Now, that was some 40 plus years ago. And I was a little smaller, you know, weight-wise, height-wise. Well, a lot smaller weight-wise. But that's the memory I have. When I was 5 years old, the most important thing to me was G.I. Joe. And I never understood why, except for it represented something that would eventually make my life better and would make my world change. I'm not going to say, you know, everybody run out and join the service, because this service isn't for everybody. And I'm not going to say everyone, you know, shed a tear, because we've already done that. What I'm going to say is, thank God that little G.I. Joe figure made me a veteran. It brought me to the United States Army, got me through the United States Navy, and my faith and belief in the American way and the people that we protect and defend got me through it all. And today, understanding that it's a thank you day for those of us that made it back, for those of us that served, for those of us that were lost. But before you bow your head with a little frustration, you shed a tear for our loss, your heart swells up with the sorrows of missing us, we didn't do it for ourselves. The great thing about this nation is we do a lot of things for a lot of people. And we represent a lot of beliefs. And we represent a lot of hope. But every man and woman that served in our service, that worked with us diligently through countless hours all night, whether we were drafted, whether we volunteered, when we got there, we didn't do it for us. The belief that some people are just out to be a serviceman or a woman, no. You know where that comes from? It comes from you. It was interesting. I was thinking about what I was going to say, how I was going to say it. I kind of had like all these funny things in my mind, and I figured I'd make everyone laugh and it would be kind of easygoing. And then about 12:30 last night, someone texted me, and the question was, hey, John is in Afghanistan. You got anything to tell him? And I text back, not thinking about it. Just remember, he's there doing it for the people he loves. Lo and behold, there goes my whole entire concept of what I thought I was going to say today. The concept of what I thought you needed to hear today. And then the truth came out. We all did it for the people that we love. If you look behind me, all these monuments are names of people that have served, that have given their lives. In front of you are veterans that have served and are serving and made the sacrifice. And the sacrifice isn't for them, because who in their right mind would stand in front of a bullet? Who in their right mind would tell terrorism to go away? Except for somebody who loves you. That's really what we're here for. We know that we love you, and you know that we love you by our actions. Your support today shows your actions. And everything that you do, every day of the year that we protect, represents your love for us and our love for you. So today I really want to say thank you on behalf of every veteran who has served and every family member that has allowed us to serve. Because it's that love for each other which is the golden driver for the love of country and our success. When we forget that, then we become what we fear most. So each day that you're living your life, always remember that someone is out there sacrificing every ounce of their being because they love you through the greater cause of America. And we make a difference. And the difference is the smiles on your face, the sounds of laughter of the children playing in the park, the rescue teams that ran around in the middle of Hurricane Sandy, the police department helping. See, what people don't understand is Veterans Day is for all of us that served in the military. And we say thank you. But Hurricane Sandy also reminded us of the greatest gift of all. The reason why those people serve. For the greater good. 2 weeks ago, we got devastated. East Coast was a total disaster. Did you hear anybody raise their hand and say, we can't survive? Did you see anybody turn around and say, we will not overcome? No. The same model that the military follows is the same model that you follow. Everybody is connected. We're family. So today, we salute the veterans because you made us veterans. And you gave us the strength to believe in ourselves. And you gave us the love to save the world. And that's what Veterans Day really is. That little G.I. Joe figure, I never understood it, and I still have it. Don't get me wrong. It's still in my room. It's still there. The kids want to play with it, but it's still there. But that's the symbol that reminds me that we do it because we love you. And we know that you love us because you show up anytime we need your help. Whether it's a natural disaster, whether we need blood at the blood bank, whether we need cell phones for soldiers who don't have cell phones. You spend your time and dedication. It's all for love. And we want to thank you for that. So as you go out through the rest of the year and the days of your life, always remember, we love you as much as you love us. And we thank you for making us capable and available to protect those things that you love most, yourself, your family, and us. Thank you.